Good morning. It is Thursday, November 12th, and you've tuned in for the KRFY morning show with Jack and Diane this morning. Jim has left his heart in San Francisco and went back to find it. So
that's true.
Yeah. Jim has stepped out, but we got Diane here, we got Jack here, and we have Alice Wallace and Debbie Love from the Food Bank here to talk a little bit about that in a very... This is an important time of year, after all. But before we get into conversation with them, how about we talk a little bit about the weather? Diane, how was your drive-in this morning, weather-wise?
Actually, it was fine, but it was cold.
It was chilly, yeah. It took a while for... actually, my car didn't defrost before I got here.
Well, I started mine and went ahead and got mm-hmm. ready to come, and it was just about defrosted when I got outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's mornings like this, I wish I had a garage.
Yes. It is enough to make you wish that. But it looks like it is going to be chilly all day today. High of only 39. Patchy fog going on right now if you look out your window. And then chance of rain or snow later on today of about 30%. Tonight, that precipitation chance goes up 70 to 80% overnight. Tomorrow, expecting rain.
Yeah.
100% chance of rain, according to the National Weather Service, and a high of 44 degrees. Roughly the same thing on Saturday, and then cooling back down again on Sunday as the chance of precipitation goes down. The temperature also is going to drop on Sunday. And then next week, there's a chance of snow. Next week, Monday's going to get a little chilly, and then it might come. We're getting some thumbs down. Mixed reactions to that here in the studio. I think up at Schweitzer, they're liking that a lot. I think down here, it's a little more, a little more labor, a little less fun. So that's looking ahead to next week, and... Well, who knows? And then after Monday comes Tuesday, and then you can tune into the KRFY morning show and hear the forecast all over again. See what's coming up next. We do have Alice Wallace, the executive director, and Debbie Love, the assistant executive director of the Bonner Community Food Bank.
And very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you. You friends of the station, you guys have been in here before, both of you, under... wearing all sorts of different hats, I suppose, but
right.
But welcome to talk about the food bank, and specifically to talk about the food bank at this time of year,
this
which is
turkey time.
Yeah,
gobble
turkey.
Gobble.
This is kind of what is the most important time of year for the food bank?
This is the busiest time.
Yeah.
Excuse me. We if you think it's tough making one Thanksgiving dinner, try having the ingredients for 900. So that's what we're up to doing. We start saving items that we use for Thanksgiving dinner right after the first of the year, and making sure that we have enough for everybody that signs up. Our sign up goes from the 1st of November through November. We never stop the sign up because we want to get a good estimate of how many's going to be there, but we don't turn anyone away.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So you are, you are on that day serving a hot Thanksgiving meal?
No.
No. Okay.
We give out the turkey dinners. Clients come in on Monday and Tuesday of the week of Thanksgiving to get all their fixings for turkey dinner.
Sounds right.
Right. And, so they come in those 2 days and pick up, and then if somebody is missed, we're open till noon on Wednesday. Then we let the staff off so they can go fix their turkey dinners.
Yeah, it's a busy week for everybody.
If they can stand to look at turkey food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. After planning for a month of this, some people don't want turkey dinner.
is 900, your usual number? Is that a...
That has been our running number for the last probably 3 years.
Mm-hmm. And do you find, if you get your target of 900, do they all go out the door?
Last year we had probably 50 or 75 left over.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was nice because then, you know, I get in the mood for cooking a turkey dinner sometimes in the summertime. And so lots of our clients would say, God, yeah, I'll take a turkey. I can make a week's meals out of that or you know, freeze every bit of what they get off that bird and make it go a long time. So our clients never turn down a turkey. Never.
So it's not like, yeah, if you get, if there is such a thing, there is no such thing as too many turkeys.
One time we got too many. I went into Thanksgiving with 700. And when I left the holiday, I had 700 to freeze.
Really?
It just was phenomenal that year.
Wow.
And so with, you know, January, February, March in there, we just started giving them out, anybody that wanted one, and they were thrilled to get it. Because by then, you know, right after Thanksgiving and Christmas, you're kind of tired of turkey meat for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody's ready for it again, so we just started giving them out, and it was great.
Yeah.
Now, that hasn't happened again.
No. When was that?
That was probably about 2006 or 7, before the downfall.
Right.
You know, when after 2008, it kind of dropped off. People weren't able to bring us like 200 and 300 at a time. And there was a bigger donor here that would every year bring us 500. So when that dropped off, then we started scrounging for turkeys. But we've always had enough.
I see.
That's great.
What else do you look for? What goes in your Thanksgiving
meal? In our Thanksgiving meal, it's the turkey and stuffing and cranberries. Last year we had frozen blueberries. That was some of our USDA food that we got in. That we had that 2 years in a row. We're able to give out 2-pound bags of blueberries straight from Maine. So, and that's where I'm from, so they must have been just wonderful. This year we have frozen cherries.
Ooh.
And they were in the USDA food that we got. And so we were able to save those over and give them out with a Thanksgiving box. Then we have two or three kinds of vegetables they can get, canned fruit, Jell-O, sweet potatoes, yams, whichever you want to, fresh potatoes, and we have some mashed potatoes packages because some people like those and don't, it's less work. Gravy mix. And we added a few new things this year to it. I'm not sure what they were, but it's a full dinner. It's a full dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to throw in some noodles so they can make a turkey noodle soup if they want to. And the market is also open those days when they come in, so they can do their shopping and use their points. They can get their USDA and they can get their turkey box. So they're pretty well served that last week of November.
Lovely. Where are you? Thanksgiving is only, what, two and a half weeks
away.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I start getting a little nervous.
Actually, 2 weeks from today.
Two weeks from today.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So the countdown's begun.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
14 days away. Where are you? Or how far do you have your...
We have pretty much everything needed other than we have an order in to a couple stores to get the last things that we need. Oh, there's olives in that box too. It's just the birds now. We need 900 birds.
I see. You need a total of 900.
Total of 900.
And what's your count right now?
I think we've got 5 or 6, maybe 10. Oh. That's why I get a little antsy this time. Usually it's the week before, the week coming up to it. It's like, oh my God, are we going to have enough birds? And we always do. We've been so blessed that my husband always says, does it help if you get anxious about it? I went and had my blood pressure taken yesterday, and it was a little high. And so I attributed that to it. I told the doctor, I said, if you could tell me I'm going to have my turkeys on time, maybe my blood pressure would go down. You'll have them on time. I said, oh, okay. So, and we always have, so I'm pretty confident that we will this year.
I see. Well, that's good. So for listeners, it's for a, you can help feed people and you can help reduce Alice's stress level and blood pressure.
Yeah, there you go.
It is a good cause. What if somebody's listening and does want to help out?
Well, you can do it a number of ways. Right now, one of the First Christian Church study groups is doing a fundraiser for the food bank, which they have done. This is the third year. And watch for the posters around town. And they have little cards that you can pick up and fill out on the back the amount you want to donate, send a check, call us to do a credit card, or pick up turkeys. Now, if you'd like to pick up turkeys and just leave them at the store, that's fine because they will put them. We pick up from the stores every day, so we can pick them up. So you don't even have to pick them up.
That's easy.
That it works real well for a lot of people. That way they don't have to try to get it to the food bank. They can just leave it there at the store and we'll pick it up.
This would be a good time to have you tell people just where the food bank is.
The food bank is at 1707 Culver's Drive. That is out right, I want to say beside, my husband says behind, the large UPS shipping station. You go out Boyer, go across the two sets of railroad tracks and take Ebbett Way to Culver's Drive, and we're just about a block down the street. Pretty easy to find.
Mm-hmm. This is on the... So if I'm heading from downtown,
heading north on Boyer
and take a left to head west on Ebbett's
Way. Go one block and head right.
Okay. Kind of, tucked away back there. Uh-huh. I know the neighborhood, I think.
Yeah. It's pretty easy once you've been there.
Mm-hmm. This is a new, I think we've had you on to talk about your new facility, but...
I think we have, yes.
But...
Actually, yesterday was an anniversary.
Uh-huh.
We've been there 4 years now.
Wow.
Has it been that long?
It has.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. That flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of fun. Because mm-hmm. It's certainly flown by.
What is new out there at the food bank?
Debbie is new.
That's...
my assistant. She's a great young lady. I went to school with her mother-in-law, rode the school bus with her mother-in-law to school, Marianne. I've known her father-in-law for years, Bill Love. And now I had met Debbie on many occasions. And I always thought, why can't I get somebody like Debbie as my assistant? And so one day I gave her a call. And asked her to coffee and just hit the nail right on the head right to begin with and said, I'm looking for a new assistant, Debbie. And we went from there, met at our coffee shop every week or so. And she couldn't leave at that time because where she was, she follows things through. And she was in the middle of their summer work and felt she should stay and finish carrying that out, and I really appreciated that. And when she told me that, I was willing to wait 2 or 3 months until she could come to work for me. I was struggling through the summer, and I hated for the summer to go, but I was anxious for Debbie to come on September 8th. So it worked out well, and she's been just nothing but a plus to us since she came.
I imagine.
She is a great person.
So what do, well, Debbie, what do you do there? What have you been up to since September 8th?
Well, lots of things. I'm Alice's little Velcro buddy, I like to say, and just soaking everything in. Once she retires, I will take the role on as executive director, and I feel very honored and humbled by Alice coming after me. I mean, that doesn't happen often in the nonprofit world, so... to hear that the board supported her in that as well, and having a mentor. Most of the times at nonprofits, you're just kind of thrown in and you figure it out or you don't. But so there, I do the intakes for the interviews. I'm just learning the ropes there on how that works and when a new client comes to us. So, and just to following Alice around and learning the ins and outs of the food bank, and I have some big shoes to fill, so.
Yeah. Have you anything surprised you so far since September 8th, since you got there? Anything you've learned that you weren't expecting?
I've worked in human services before.
Mm-hmm.
However, for our little resort town, you don't realize the need the food bank serves. And especially this time, we're getting 100 plus clients coming in through the door needing food. So that
a day,
every day. So that is surprising.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. The population sign reads like 6,000 or 7,000 in the town, of course. And then the surrounding area is bigger than that. But to need 900 turkeys is, that's a big number.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We should clarify that, too, that we have a small food bank in Priest River. And that takes care of them also with our turkeys. But they raise their, they pretty well raise the funding they need. We help them out some, but they pretty well raise the funding they need for the Priest River Food Bank. And they also have turned to the format of client's choice. So the clients go in and do their shopping and pick out the food that they can use and that their families will eat. That way we have much less
waste
mm-hmm. and non-use, throwaway, storage. A lot mm-hmm. of them will get it in a food box and then just store it. Well, that's not doing anybody good, any good. So they just take what they want. And it's the same with our USDA food that we get in. That doesn't cost them any points. And they can go in. And it took some work to get the state to come around to that point of view. They didn't understand it at first. And so we had to educate them a little bit on that. And but now they see that that's a good way to do it because you don't have near the waste.
Well, there's no sense taking something your family's not going to eat.
Hello.
Right. I mean, it just, and we all have things we like and things we don't like.
That's right. Good or bad for us, we still have things that we eat and other people don't. So let's not waste what we have.
And that was surprising to me as well. Speaking of that, the market style shopping, I just think that's wonderful that Alice took the lead on that. And really, I mean, it's a unique program and it really restores the dignity for our clients as well.
That's what I was just thinking, that it would be a more comfortable arrangement.
The clients love it. They do. The biggest problem we had was the older gentlemen. They like to have something handed to them. I can't do that myself.
Because they've never done their own shopping.
Exactly. And so they had a little, but as time goes on, they've come around and they can appreciate it also. Good. And they can, we work real hard to have enough, our meat for our families. And it's been a struggle there. So we've finally come on to a situation that pretty much helps everybody.
Good.
Some are never going to be happy with the way it is, but we try to make it as good for everybody as we can.
Jack, one thing I'd like to mention is we think about it, particularly at Thanksgiving and Christmas and the holidays, but people need to be fed year-round. And you are in business year-round. And
5 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Like people's support right now, think about offering a certain amount a month or something to the food bank year-round.
Exactly. It used to be that the food bank's donations and the majority of their funding came in these 2 months. And we have gotten a lot of people that do donate monthly. Good. And the support in this town is unbelievable. You probably saw in the paper where we had a little problem with our water bill. And when it's a business, they figure if you're using a lot more water than you normally do, then it must be going into the sewer. So the sewer is the thing that really hits you because they've got to treat that water, whether it's going in there or not, they think they've got to treat it. And so the city opted not to refund my money for the sewer bill I had paid, which was a large bill. Mm-hmm. I have gotten donations in marked water sewer up to $600 to pay my bill.
Wonderful, because I was not happy with the city for that.
A lot of people weren't, but I must say two good contributions from the city council were people that voted against it, and they just went with how they felt it had to be. Mm-hmm. And I called and visited with them and thanked them for the donation, and one of them said that he is truly going to work to see if that can't be changed.
Great.
And I told him, I said, you know, we shouldn't be penalized for watering. I didn't water grass. I watered just the shrubs and trees. And I said, in wanting to keep our facility looking nice for the city, mm-hmm. don't punish us for that. And he saw the point there and said he would work to get that changed.
Oh, good. Well, that's a positive spin
on it. It was. It came out.
I set the paper down and thought, mm.
Yeah, exactly. I looked at it and like, really? The front page?
Yeah.
But there were two board members or two council members that voted to reduce it.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciated that very much. Yes. So in the long run, it came out very well.
Good.
I was pleased.
Good.
I was very pleased.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a nice resolution to
me. Yeah. They took it as a personal thing instead mm-hmm. of a city thing. Mm-hmm. So
right.
That worked out well. And sometimes that's the way it has to be done. And
The end result is the important part.
That's right. That's right.
I'm going to take a short musical break because I found a song called Food of Love.
Oh, very good.
How about that?
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's
so easy to play love songs whenever Debbie is in the studio. And this one, Food of Love by Gary U.S. Bonds.
Oh, boy. That's
so just, it's just a short
old one.
Yeah, it's just a short little song that seemed appropriate for this morning. We'll be right back with more with Alice and Debbie on KRFY. We are back on the air. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY. I told you guys that was a short song. We got into a little conversation off the air there. You are listening to 88.5 KRFY. It's Panhandle Community Radio, and we're in conversation about the Bonner Community Food Bank with Alice Wallace and Debbie Love, the executive director and assistant executive director, respectively. And Alice has been there since 1997, is that right?
That's correct.
And you're looking at you're looking at completing a 20-year career before you retire, maybe coming out in 17.
That's correct.
Yes.
I think that's a good number.
Yes, it is.
That does
and
sound
hopefully
good.
Everything goes smooth as it has up until 2017. I look forward to about May of 17 retiring.
What was it like in 97? What's changed since
then?
Oh,
wow. I think I went in there and there was about 800 clients. Of course, our population was a lot less at that time. We did food boxes for years. I remember the first weekend there, I had no clue as to what I was doing. I had been a board member, but being a board member is much different than being right in there working. And luckily, I had a young lady that had volunteered prior, and she came in and she said, "Do you need any help?" And I said, "Oh boy, do I." And so she set me on how things were done. I was a sucker punch for a number of different people coming in. They said, "Oh, this is a new person. We can get some stuff out of her." Mm-hmm. And I did fall for a lot of stuff at that time. Didn't hurt us any. And I figure what doesn't hurt you is okay. The money was the big problem, because our money, the way we got our money changed at that time. And prior to that, the Community Action Agency had paid two salaries, and that went away May 1st, and that's the day I started. So we really had to start groping for some money fast, and it was a struggle for a while. But my mom had taken some advice from a gentleman in California, and he said, if you don't do anything else, get your building paid for and be your own private 501c3.
You mentioned your mother there. Yes. How does she tie into this?
She and the Ministerial Association worked together, and they kind of assigned her to go for it. But at that time, that was in 1980, and at that time, she had a hard time convincing any Bonner County or Sandpoint that there were any hungry
or homeless. People were hungry. I remember that.
Yeah. There were no people like that in the county. So she had a real struggle, and of course, our whole family heard about it for a long time. That was between that and the library and Panhandle Special Needs, we got an education. But she was a very committed civic person. She worked hard to finally get the food bank going and worked hard to keep it going. Raised a lot of money and didn't take no for an answer. So she was pretty proud of having a contact for another building here in town that they really wanted. And he was in the federal pen at the time. And she was so proud that she got phone calls from her buddy that was in a federal penitentiary at the time. And she would tell me about that, and they would have long conversations on the phone. That building fell through, but then she found the next building, and that was Dr. George's dental office at the time up on Fifth Avenue. And we were there from 1993 till when we moved in 2011. So yesterday was our anniversary in our new building, 11-11-11. We moved in there. Didn't have a clue. Didn't even think about it at the time as being 11-11-11. But I look back on it now, and it's pretty profound, yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Neat.
Never look back. Mm-hmm. Never look back. It's been a great building, and we lease a lot next to us for a parking lot. So we have plenty of parking now, and everything is good.
It sounds like the idea was germinating in 1980, mm-hmm. but didn't actually get a physical building till 93. Is that right?
Yes. They rented places. Actually, when they first started, people would come to the community hall, and they would talk to somebody about what they needed, and their food was stored across the street in the basement of the courthouse. So when they found out what the people needed, then they'd run across the street and get a box of food and come back over across the street. It was pretty archaic at the time, but it worked. And then they, there's a line of how they worked it. I'm not sure. There was an OV, VFW building they leased for a while and did some of those things. And then they bought their building.
Wow.
They were pretty excited when they got that building bought.
Yeah. So you had a, and were you involved at that time?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
I was home raising a family. Mm-hmm. And then in 96, 95, 96 in there, they had an opening on the board. And my mother thought it was time that I got involved in the community.
Mm-hmm. I can just hear her.
You're not doing that much. Your kids are in school now and blah, blah, blah. it's time you got involved in the community. So I went on the board. Then when the big shuffle and all this went on in 97, they asked me if I'd be willing to take it for a month just to keep it open and keep it going. And they asked me to do it through the summer until September. And I've been there since.
I see. So the 17-year interim.
But it has been a perfect fit for me. I like. Yeah, that was a long summer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So yeah, it does. It you we did mention already. You used to give out
food boxes,
and this so someone would come up to, I imagine, like a counter, and would just be handed a cardboard box.
Exactly. Well, and it was pretty straightforward. They my volunteers had a list, and you went by that list. And the boxes it was great because we had room. We could make the boxes up, and we had so many of each size, 1 and 2s, 3s and 4s, 5, 6 on up. Mm-hmm. And then they would pull that box off the shelf. They would get the frozen product, the refrigerated product. And then we had stuff along the counters. We had granola bars, and we had all this other little stuff, and they'd put handfuls of that in the box. And if there was children, it got a few different things. And excuse me, someone might ask specifically for something, and so they'd get that for them. Excuse me. So, and then the box would go out the door. So then we got this idea to make a list. And we would give them the list, and they would mark what they wanted. And that helped. Mm-hmm. And that came about because we were going to do a box for a gentleman. He said, please, no pasta. I've got so much pasta, I feel like an Italian. Mm-hmm. I've got so much in the house. And I said, well, if you don't want it, bring it in, and we'll give it to somebody else. So that was bringing the format that we have now, getting started that way. But we didn't have the room to do it. We didn't feel like we had the room. At the time to do it. But we kept saying, when we get a new building, we're going to do this. And so that was the first thing that we did was when we bought the building, we went down, got shelving and put it into effect. And so we have a pretty good flow now of how mm-hmm. things go.
And it's laid out like a supermarket.
Grocery store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You go through a checkout stand and mm-hmm. that type of thing. We are right now looking for new volunteers. We have a number of snowbirds that have gone away. And after a while, you know, if you've done something like this for 2 or 3 years, you want to change. You might want to go to a different volunteer place, another nonprofit. So we are in need of volunteers right now. Usually when Thanksgiving comes and we have a lot of them come in just for the day, I'll snatch a few in there and get them started. We did that with the backpack program. People would come and want to work just on the backpack program. Well, I convinced them that they might like to come in, work a few extra hours at the food bank. So we're very, very well blessed with volunteers, great volunteers. Mm-hmm. We've had a number of them sign up this fall.
If someone is interested in volunteering, should they?
They can come into the office and get a application. Or they can go online at www.foodbank83864.com. And there's an application there. They can print it out. They can email it to us or come in. When we do get it, then we'll call them and have them come in and visit with them and tell them what their duties would be and get them signed up.
There you go.
Works pretty easy.
You've got a couple years left before you mm-hmm. get to the big 2-0. What would you like to see change between now?
I don't know about change, but I want to get mm-hmm. this girl well taken care of so that, you know, what we've done right now is like we've got the building. They're set with a building. We had to update our van, so we've got that taken care of. I'm trying to get a lot of that stuff taken care of so that Debbie can go in there and not be stressed over things that have to be done. Her biggest stress then will be raising the money to keep it going. But she has a good background. She has she knows a lot of people in the area already, and they're supporting her at the food bank like they did when and they're going to support both Food Bank and POAC. And so I have no concern. I've never had anyone work for me that I felt so relaxed with letting go and letting somebody else take over, as I have with Debbie.
Thank you, Alice.
That's a big thing for both of you. I'm impressed.
Yeah. I've been there long enough and grown it that I feel like it is my baby. And I'll say to people, oh, did you see my new baby that I just had? And that's the van. Because these things are big, big items
right.
for the food bank to be able to raise enough money. That was paid out of grants that we received. And so I've struggled before we even got the van that we had before this van. I used my own vehicle for mm-hmm. many years, putting miles on my own vehicle to do the pickups. So each big purchase that we've had has been a real, I mean, I take care of it like my husband does his tools. If he finds that I've used one of his tools and not put it back, oh my gosh, you'd think I cut a left toe off or something. So that's how it is with these vehicles. And I'm on my staff, take care of that. Make sure this is done and that's done, because they came hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think an older person realizes how hard some of that comes. And Debbie knows. Debbie's the mm-hmm. type that really knows how hard it is to get that stuff and how hard it is to raise funds to get the stuff.
So. And certainly it's easier to maintain it, put a little money into it now and then.
That's right.
Than to replace it.
That's right.
And I think that sometimes people forget that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Who do you see, and I notice you're using the word clients, that's mm-hmm. who you serve, mm-hmm. is you,
right.
clients. Who do you see, who's your average client in this area, in Bonner County?
Our average client is a young mm-hmm. family, getting started, of which... When my husband and I got started, we were very poor, and he worked in the woods, so there was times when he didn't have any income, but we didn't have the food bank to go to. We had family, and we stretched what money we mm-hmm. had to make it go. They're very fortunate to have the food bank. They're low paid. Some of them aren't educated, not all of them. So it's a cross. It's a real cross. No one should feel... like they can't come to the food bank because I have an education and I should be taking care of my own family and all of that kind of stuff. We don't look down on anyone that comes. If they don't feel comfortable coming to me for an interview, Debbie's there. We just want people to feel comfortable coming and asking for help if they need it.
Yeah, I would agree.
Debbie's doing the interviewing now mm-hmm. so that mm-hmm. she sees more of it.
Mm-hmm.
When we get busy, I'll help out with interviews because Debbie has other work she needs to also do. So, yeah.
Yeah, it is all across the board. We have veterans, seniors, mm-hmm. young, old.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it's hard to pin one person.
Yeah,
yeah, no... yeah, it's all situational. So
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We are getting close to running out of time, but I do want to... sounds like you're about 890 turkeys short right now
yeah, about
for
that.
Thanksgiving. So that's important to put that call out there.
And, yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And I know people are, lots of times they will wait, but if they bring them in, the sooner they bring them in to us, the better for us. When they come in late, like if they come in on Wednesday, we're all done giving them out. Yes, we can save them for later.
Mm-hmm.
But that's even a hard time to get them thawed. You know, I work with them. Mm-hmm. I go home every Thanksgiving and think about, oh, my God, I haven't got my turkey out yet, and it's Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. So I have to hustle and get one thawed. But the sooner we can get them in, and there are some places that are selling them pretty reasonable right now. I'm not going to name any stores, but... there are some that have good prices on turkeys right now. So if you could get us some, we'd appreciate it.
Indeed. the food bank again, if somebody does want to buy you a turkey, they can even leave it at the grocery store.
They can leave it right at the grocery store, yeah. And we'll pick it up.
That's awesome. Cool. Do they have to grab the turkey and bring it up?
Take it up to the check stand, mm-hmm. or go to the... Yeah, they'd have to take it to the check stand because mm-hmm. they would have to mm-hmm. get it paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell the checker that you want to leave it for the food bank and they'll see that we get it.
There you go.
Great.
Yeah. Very, very great.
Mm-hmm.
Alice Wallace and Debbie Love, thank you for joining us today.
It's our pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you both.
Can either of you name the number one hit in the UK on this date in 1956?
Oh, it had to be an Elvis song, didn't it? You know, he lives in Minnesota. He's not really dead.
I had not heard that.
Yeah.
I've been to Minnesota a time or two.
Well, and look him up. Seen him. I think it's a 5-Eleven he works at.
Okay.
7-Eleven. Yeah, I'm sorry. 7-11. There's no 5-Elevens.
There's not that many 7-Elevens in Minnesota either.
Okay.
But there might be one or two. It's a fella named Johnny Ray, and he was at number one on this date in 1956 with a song called Just Walking in the Rain.
Oh, I knew that.
Sure you did. And
she knows everything.
It actually remained at number one for 7 weeks and was the number one hit on Christmas as well in 1956.
Really?
How about that? So it must be a really good song.
Yes. The one I'm thinking about, it is a really good song. Mm-hmm.
This is Just Walking in the Rain by Johnny Ray on 88.5 KRFY. And we're back. You are listening to the 88.5 KRFY Morning Show. That was Johnny Ray, Just Walking in the Rain from 1956. And just out the door are Alice Wallace and Debbie Love from the Bonner Community Food Bank. That's the executive director and assistant executive director, respectively. Jack and Diane still in the studio. And
yep, in the flesh.
You were looking through the upcoming events calendar, I know of one big item going on Saturday, which I will start by mentioning right now. We'll go out of chronological order, and I'll just say that you are invited. If you can hear my voice, you are invited to an evening of friends, fun, food, and music this Saturday, November 14th at DeLuna's Cafe. It's a concert, a benefit concert for KRFY 88.5, featuring powerful upbeat folk blues, Kathy Colton and the Reluctance. The concert starts at 7:30. Again, that's this Saturday, November 14th, day after tomorrow. You can call us at 265-2992. Not right now because we're on the air, but give me a call after 9 o'clock and we can help you out with tickets. That's, again, this Saturday. The doors open at 5:30 for an optional dinner beforehand. And I'm going to call DeLuna's today and see if I can find out what's on the menu. I'd like to be able to share that.
Tickets are also available at DeLuna's.
Yes, of course. Yes. Good point. So contact us.
And come, it's going to be a wonderful concert.
It sure is. They're great, and they do have a good following in town. We do still have tickets available, but it would be really wonderful to sell them all. So give us a call, and then go to the concert, Kathy Colton and the Reluctance at DeLuna's on Saturday. And Diane, I imagine you are looking at the upcoming events calendar.
I'm looking at something that looks like fun, though. I don't think I want to try it.
Mm-hmm.
I should tell you, I'm in my 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Sandpoint Rock Gym Open House. Sandpoint Rock Gym, 522 Church Street, across from Evans Brothers Coffee, hosts an open house from 4 until 8 p.m. There will be tours, climbing, fun, and prizes for all. Meet some of the Sandpoint Rock Gym members, find out about membership options, and have a good time, free and open to the public. I think that'd be a lot of fun to see anyway.
That would be a lot of fun. I know, you mean you just reminded me that there was a rock gym there. I
didn't realize there was one there till I read the notice.
I've never actually seen it, but I take their word for it that it's that building contains one. And I bet it's really cool. So that's great. I should check that out. I am not quite in my 70s yet. I might just check that out.
Well, I'll come and watch you, Jack.
Okay. You can be my, my spotter. You can be my, my spotter. Sure.
I'll mark the spot where you fall.
There is a, it's Thursday night football out at Laughing Dog Brewing, Buffalo Bills at New York Jets this week. And the Panada Theater is hosting a screening of the film. It's called Sex, Death, and Bowling. And I have not heard anything about this film. I can imagine it's about sex, death, and bowling. But those are big topics, so hard to say much about it. The description reads that it is funny, sweet, and soulful, taking the audience on a journey to learn that the secret to life is loving what you have, even if it is just a split. It is sponsored by the Panada Global Cinema Cafe. I'm sure you can find the movie preview online and check out tickets at panada.org. Again, that's the 12th and the 13th and the 15th at the Panada Theater. Going on Friday at the Poor Authority, us two, not you and me, Diane, but us two are playing from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Poor Authority. That's a musical group. 597-7096 for more information about that. And also on Friday, just down the street at the Pondere Winery, the Flying Mammals will be playing from 5 p.m. till 8 p.m. They're a trio of brothers from, I think they're from down in Coeur d'Alene, and I would love to get a CD of theirs. Maybe I'll have to stop by and see if I can find some of their music so I can play it here on the local show.
That would be great.
Yeah. But they're playing the winery on Friday from 5 to 8 at the Beer Hall across the street from the Poor Authority and across the street from the winery. Harold's IGA is playing from 6:30 till 9:30. All right. They're an indie rock band with an ever-changing cast of characters, as the advertisement says here. But it is a fun night to and a fun show that they always put on. Finally, on my sheet of paper here, the annual Harvest Dinner at Hope's Memorial Community Center is featuring appetizers, a no-host bar, and raffles starting at 5:30 p.m. on Friday. Then a traditional holiday dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. The menu includes roast turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, green beans, cranberry sauce, rolls with butter, and delicious dessert. Please bring non-perishable food donations on that night to help support the MCC Christmas Giving Food Drive. Call 264-5481 for more information about that. That's the Memorial Community Center on the 13th. Well, what do you see on your calendar there, Diane?
Well, the first thing on my calendar is the Kathy Colton concert.
There it is.
But you've talked about that before, however.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, DeLuna's.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss it. And then SAR's annual ski swap. Kick off the ski season. Find great deals on snow gear from skis and snowboards to a huge variety of winter recreational equipment and clothing at the SAR's annual ski swap from 9 to 2 p.m. at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. Cash, credit, or credit cards accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your equipment and clothing to sell from noon to 7 p.m. November 13th, the day before.
Aha.
If you want to have things you want to sell. The swap benefits the Schweitzer Alpine Racing School, nonprofit ski racing, and free ride program. And it's 208-263-1081. Gifts for the holidays and homemade pie sale held from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. That's also on the 14th on Saturday. At the Gardenia Center, 400 mm-hmm. Church Street. Shop for gifts for the holidays, plus there will be a homemade pie sale as part of this arts and crafts bazaar. Dessert wine release at the Small House Winery Tasting Room at 1636 Baldy Park Drive from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. Meet the winemaker and the try the Semillon.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you pronounce that?
I have no idea.
Semillon dessert wine along with the Chardonnay, mm-hmm. Rose, and Red Blend. Smallhousewinery.com.
All right. Well, there we have it. There are plenty more events coming up, but actually we're kind of running short on time. So maybe we should just direct people to our website, krfy.org, and we get these events from Sandpoint Online, so you can check them out too. What do you have coming up this weekend, Diane? Anything interesting? Anything planned?
Well, yes. Friday and Saturday, I will be running a book sale, used books, at the Clark Fork Library from 11 o'clock till 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday, I'm going to the Fall Folk Festival in Spokane at the community hall. Spokane Falls Community College. I'll get it right eventually.
Okay. And it's the Community Folk Fest.
And
it's cool.
The Fall Folk
Fest.
You can find it online and find their schedule. It's always a lot of fun.
Neat. I have a brother coming into town and leaving that same night. He's driving up from Missoula and getting on the train. So I'll see him for about 4 hours. And then, well, if the train's on time, I'll see him for about 4 hours. And then that'll be a late night on Friday.
And it stops at the new station, at the newly rejuvenated station.
Oh, yeah. I haven't actually checked it out. Now I have a chance.
It's very nice.
I will be there on Friday night looking at it. I'm going to take a close inspection.
They
did
a lovely job.
Yes. You've been listening to the KRFY Morning Show, and we are just about out of time. I have queued up a Kathy Colton song to kind of finish off the hour. Kathy Colton and the Reluctants, again, are playing this Saturday, November 14th, presented by this radio station. You can give us a call at 265-2992. Again, that's this Saturday. Time is running out. You got to get your tickets. Join Chris and Susie next Tuesday Their guests will be members of the local mental health community. That's 8 a.m. at 88.5 KRFY, listener-supported community radio for North Idaho. Here's Kathy Colton with I Fall on 88.5 KRFY.
Try real hard not to live in what is. Doesn't really matter to me. What you think makes no difference. The way I choose to be. You're the way you are and I am. To people trying not to lose. There's always something that you say, always something that I do. Keeps me from you. Made some choices here and there. Most people don't care about. I've even tried to change some thoughts I've had. Seem to fill me with doubt. When I look real deep inside, find the core of it all. There you are looking back at me. Then I start to fall. I fall. I fall. I fall. I fall, I fall, I fall, I fall. I just can't keep my heart out of the way. Seems I wear it on my cuff. When someone comes along, rattles my cage. They say it's enough. 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 It's always something that you say, always something that I do. When I look real deep inside, divine the core of it all. I fall, I fall, I fall, I fall, I fall. I fall. something that you say, always something that I do. Keeps me from you. Keeps me from you.
This is KRFY 88.5 Ponderay.
This is Bird Note.